أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون And behold, your Rabb had declared to the Malaika that I am about to appoint a vicegerent upon the earth. Malaika responded, are you going to appoint therein one who will make mischief and shed blood whilst we celebrate your praises and glorify you? Allah Ta'ala's reply was, I know that which you know not. And Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam the names of all things, their properties and their nature. And then he placed them before the Malaika and said, tell me the names, the property and the qualities of all these things, if you are truthful. They replied, we have no knowledge except what you have taught us, for you are all knowing and all wise. Adam alayhi salam, then did Allah Ta'ala say to Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, tell them the names, the properties, and the nature of all these things. So when he told them the nature and the quality and the names of all things, Allah Ta'ala announced, did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you conceal? Allah Ta'ala had disclosed his plan of vicegerency to the Malaika. And the Malaika, when they heard Allah Ta'ala make this announcement, whereas they had already known about Adam alayhi salam and his progeny, that there's going to be trouble, there's going to be fights, bloodshed, etc. So, as a matter of offering their service, they asked Allah Ta'ala that if this person is going to be appointed, then we have already learnt about the mischief and the wrong that he is going to do. So if you will, then you may appoint us because you have created us such that we have no mischief within us. There isn't any type of corruption in us. Hence, we will be able to accomplish this mission of yours better than them. So Allah Ta'ala replied to the Malaika in two ways. One, he says that I know that which you know not. And then further to show and to impress upon the Malaika why, what is the reason for me preferring Adam and his progeny for this office over you. So Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam, and in the presence of the Malaika, Adam alayhi salam was taught. So, Adam al-Islam's nature is different, and his inner self is totally different from the inner self of the Malaika. The Malaika don't have passion and they don't have emotions. And the outcome of passion and emotion is love. So the Malaika don't have these things. They don't have the ability to plan and initiate things. And they don't have the ability to love and to understand what love is all about. So if they are going to be appointed upon this office, they don't have passions and feelings, they don't have the ability to initiate and plan, then how are they going to preside over the affairs of the world? Because in running and administering the affairs of the world, there will be situations where a person may come up and say that I am starving. The Malaika will not understand what he's starving all about. So when they don't know what he's starving all about, then he doesn't know what it is to starve and how to arrange for the person that is starving. Malaika will not know and will not be able to understand this, will not be able to plan this. Man has been blessed with this ability of understanding, planning, looking ahead, analyzing, finding solutions, initiating new projects for new needs, etc. This is the exclusive quality that Allah Ta'ala has blessed man with. And the Malaika don't have this. So they don't reflect the quality of Allah Ta'ala completely. Whereas man, he is a reflection, a complete reflection of the qualities of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So when he is a total reflection, then he is the most suitable candidate for this office of vicegerency. In the hadith it is reported that Allah Ta'ala has favored this ummah, favored the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in six different ways. One is this, that every Nabi had come to a community, to a people, and my prophethood transcends all time and all places. Unlike all the other Nabis of the past, Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam is sent to his community and people, Lut Alayhi Salaam to his people, Musa Alayhi Salaam to the Bani Israel. But my prophethood and nubuwwat extends and transcends over time and place. Then, number two, every Nabi of the past, he had come for a restricted time. And when his time had ended, the nubuwwat also had ended with the time ending. So if he was sent, for a restricted time, 100 years or 200 years, and with the passage of the time, then his nubuwwat had also ended. And my nubuwwat extends over all time to continue right till the day of Qiyamah. Then number three, when the Nabi had left, the Nabi of the past, when they left, then their books and their scriptures, the religion was distorted, changed, distorted, and all type of adjustments and additions were made to their books, their scriptures, and the knowledge of the Anbiya alayhi salam. As far as the Qur'an is concerned, then it is not subject to any type of distortion, no addition, no commission. It's going to be preserved, that knowledge of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, be it the Qur'an or be it the Hadith, is going to be preserved like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had passed it on, that it will be preserved right till the day of Qiyamah. So this Sharia and this knowledge will be preserved. There will be no distortion, no changes and adjustments made to that way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. As the Quran bears this out, that we have sent the Quran and we are the ones to preserve it. Then number four, the past Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, when there was a Nabi passing away, then he was succeeded by another Nabi. لا تزال بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الملائكة تسوسهم الأنبياء كلما هلك نبي خلفه نبي. The Bani Israel, the administration was done by the Anbiya alayhi salam. Whenever a Nabi had passed on, then he was succeeded by another Nabi. وَإِنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. But the fact and the truth of the matter is that there is no Nabi going to come after me. وَسَتَّكُونُ الْخُلَفَاءِ. But there will be a vicegerency, فَيَكْسُرُونَ, and they will be abundant. So you will find in every place, amongst every people, there will be someone that will be succeeding the other in the vicegerency of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be someone or the other that will be continuing at every place, at every time. For every people, there will be someone that will come up and he will continue this vicegerency. So there won't be an interval with nobody coming around and nobody teaching and passing on that way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the fourth exclusive favor with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah. The fifth favor that Allah ta'ala bestows his ummah is لَن تَجْتَمِعَ أُمَّتِي عَلَى الضَّلَالَ. That because the work of the Anbiya will be done by his successors, by people, not Anbiya alayhim salam, will continue with this succession, then they will not ever connive upon wrong. You will not find at any given time that the ummah, the righteous of the ummah, the learned of the ulam, or the learned of the ummah, you will never find them conniving and having any type of consensus on wrong. There may be one or two individuals that will stray away, but the large majority of the ummah, they will not connive, and nor will they ever have any type of consensus upon wrong. So they will continue, and the pristine purity will continue and last in the day of Qiyamah. لَا يَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي قَائِمِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. As the hadith bears testimony to this fact, that there will be a group of people that will stand out for the truth at all times, no matter where they are, and no matter what time of, what era and what period of human history it may be, but there will be a people that will continue standing firmly upon the truth. Then the last, obviously, will be that exclusive favor with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his ummah is that for the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, then their namazes and their prayer was confined to the prayer places, like how we have it in the masjids, and there in the churches, synagogues, etc. And for me, the entire earth has been declared as a masjid. Wherever you are, whenever the time of namaz sets in, you perform the namaz at the place that you are. Similarly, then there is no excuse for you not to perform your namaz on the non-availability of water, because the entire earth has become a purification for you. So you can use the earth in the absence of water and purify yourself in for the preparation of namaz. Six features or six exclusive favors that have been bestowed to this ummah. May Allah give us tawfiq.